Any one of us have nine.
From the book of Nehemiah chapter 6. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had killed the war and that there was no rich left therein throughout that time, I had not set up the doors upon the gate, that Sanballat and the Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should we? The way whilst I leave it and come down to you. Then they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I swear to them. I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, where he was written, it is reported among the cattle and in Gasha, says that though he chose, think to rebel for which cause thou doest the war, that thou mightest be their king, according to his way. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now according to these ways. And I brought the council together. Then I said up unto him, saying, there are no such things that as thou faced, but thou sparest them out of thy own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the way, that it be not done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my heart. Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Mahatabel, who was shut up, and they said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, to such a man as me, and who is there, that being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go. And no, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore, was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so, and sin, and that they might have murder for an evil reported, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their ways, and on the prophecy, Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the war was finished in the 20 days of the month, Elu in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies came, therefore, and all the parties that were about us saw this thing, they were much cast down in their own, for they perceived that this way was the wrath of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sold unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Secaniah, the son of Ara, and his son, Johanan, and take the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me, and he uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Hallelujah.
Let's open our Bibles from the book of Joshua. Is the book that will be Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5, verse 9 through 12. I'll start reading. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you, wherefore the name of the place is called Hugo unto this day.
Ndipo Yehova anati kwa Yoswa, lero lino ndakukuzirani mtonzo wa Igupto chifukwa chake dzina la Malowo analicha Giligala kufikira lero lino.
10. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the passing over, and leavened cakes, eggs, and parched corn in the self same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the food of the land of Canaan that year. Last week we were sharing from the book of Exodus chapter 3 verses 7 and 8 under the theme Christ, Jesus Christ, the Savior of His people. And the conclusion of the message of that last week, we saw how the Lord designed and planned that Moses should die before reaching Canaan as the picture of grace instead of the law.
Tinaona tumbene Mungu anapangira kuti kukhazikisa Mose kuti akusa kugabu akusa ndikwasogolera komasa fika kuKanani chimene chinali chithunzi thunzi cha chilamulo chimene chichifikisa wanhu.
Moses see the promised land but never inherit the promised land.
Mose yoona kwanisa kuti kuona dera limene kapuna dziko limene linalonjerezedwalo koma kuti iye sanathe kufika mu dziko.
There was the river Jordan that was separating the promised land from where Moses was.
Panali mtsinje wa Yordan umene unali wosiyanitsa pakati pa dziko lamalonjezano ndi malo amene Mose anali.
And we see that Moses, when he saw the land and the Lord as it was predestinated, he hand over and taught Joshua as the picture of Jesus Christ receiving all the powers and the authorities and the everything what the law fails to accomplish.
Pomupanga yeye kuti apereke udindo wake kwa Yoswa, kwa Yoswa amene adasugulire ana Israeli kukafika ku dziko la malonjezanolo limene yeye Mose Yoswa akafika ku zimene zimatanthauzira chilungamo chenicheni cha Mulungu chimene chimene chili mwa Yesu Kristu.
Joshua didn't walk with Israelites 40 years, but Moses was with the people 40 fewer years.
Yoswa kusana aende na wanhu paja kwa zaka 40, kuma Mose anakhala na uchikulu wako asubirira anhu paja kwa zaka zokwana 40.
Joshua, after just receiving the people from the hands of Moses, he led the people cross Jordan and enter into the promised land.
Yoswa anangu yako kusongolera anhu paja sana kalise sojibu anawoluka Yordan kufika na uchikulu la malukisa nolo.
On Sunday we ended by saying, after crossing Jordan, they reached a place whereby circumcision was to take place. This circumcision was to be made both the already made circumcised and the newly circumcised people. All these people were to be circumcised. But how would the circumcised person be re-circumcised?
Because
It was the plan of God for the people that came out from Egypt, not the people that born during the way, but the original people that came from Egypt, they should die before entering into the promised land. To start with, you can look from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, from verse 9 through
14.
Genesis 17, verses 9 says,
Genesis 17,
and God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee, every man, my child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you.
Muzibula kungula ndimo chizakala chizindikiro chapangano pakati paine ndi.
And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of an stranger, which is not of thy seed.
Amasiku asanunjana tu azikudiba mwaibu, ana muna onse amibadu nana, amene obadwa nyumba, di amene okudiba dindala magwale doa yonse, uzakala mwambe usako.
He that is bought in thy house and he that is bought with money must needs to be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The last verse 14 says, And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken man covenant. As we know that salvation has been planned before the foundation of the world, God started this by calling Abraham in Genesis chapter
12.
After Abraham followed the call of the Lord told him and instituted circumcision. Circumcision was the covenant that the Lord covenanted with
Abraham.
First of all, circumcision was to separate Israel from all the people in the world. Circumcision was the picture of how the Lord selects or takes his own people to be his, comparing from others. From that day forward, the Israelites have been circumcising their children, male child, up to date. But this doesn't mean that the people were to be continuing circumcising their male child up to death, no. Because it was a picture of how the Lord separates, how the Lord takes his own, the Lord lets the elected never. Or it's something that makes the Israelites to be known before the Lord that this is the elect. And it was testifying how the Lord accomplished this. And it was like part of the law that every male child is to be circumcised. But we can see that the same God who instituted the circumcision to Abraham is the same one who instituted the second circumcision to Joshua. And the circumcision that was brought with Joshua was the picture. Because we say that Joshua is the picture of Jesus Christ saving his own people. So the circumcision was the how the Spirit will regenerate or will reveal Christ and him crucified to those he purposes before the foundation of the world. Because we can see that the circumcision of this was the circumcision of the flesh, whereby the, upon the completion of the time, the Spirit is revealing Christ to those the Lord purposes before the foundation of the world, that to see how the Lord chose and how the Lord saves his own elect from their sins.
But today, we are on verse 9 through 12 of Joshua.
This is after the circumcision has been done. The only people who were not yet be circumcised were circumcised fully, well, without any problem. But those who were already being circumcised died there. So you can see that the coming of the second circumcision to this group brought good news to those who had not yet been circumcised, but the same news was very bad to those who were already circumcised. This is the picture how the gospel is preached. Once the gospel is preached, those the Lord purposes before the foundation of the life of the world, those he elected before the foundation of the world to be his own people, will be glad, have joy after receiving the good news, the gospel. But those the Lord purposes, they will never inherit the kingdom of God. Those the Lord left to themselves will never be glad with the good news, the gospel once preached.
Because
And the gospel separates the elect from the unelected people. The gospel brings joy to the elect. The same gospel brings sorrow to the unelected. The gospel brings comfort to the elect. The same gospel will bring discomfort to the unelected. The gospel, all those people the Lord purposes for salvation, will be glad to hear the gospel. The same time, those the Lord purposes that they will never hate the kingdom of God, they will fully be sorrowful and hatred upon the elect once heard the gospel.
Why are many Mungwana of Angla Kwa
So the circumcision was the covenant. Now, after being circumcised, like they are at Gilgal after crossing Jordan River, many died there. Others made life the same time. Because the Bible says, the Lord gives life, the same Lord gives death. He makes others live and others die. He is the sovereign God. Now, the people who were saved after being circumcised, who were alive after being circumcised here, there was, after being healed, completely recovered, the Bible says in verse
9
that God called that land, that area, Gilgal until this day. What is the meaning of Gilgal? The Lord have Lord away the leap lodge of Egypt from among you, from off you. Now, after the reproach has been taken out, verse 10 says, and the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 40th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho.
Ndipo ana Israeli anamanga misasa kukirigala naachita pasika tsiku la 19 la mwezi madzulo muzikika za Yeriko.
The question might be, why the Israel make the Passover on the 40th day of the month at even?
Chifukwa chani ana Israeli anapanga pasika tsiku la nambala 40 la mwezi umenerwa iye.
When we go back to Egypt to see how the Lord saved Israel, we see that the Lord is the one who saw the affliction of the people of Israel.
He's
the Lord who came down to save the Israelites.
It's
not the people that they make a decision to be saved. No. The people were just crying because of King Pharaoh.
It's
the Lord who raised Moses to serve to deliver the people from the hands of
Pharaoh.
We see that there is lots of break that came before the departure from Egypt.
Yeti kuwaza kuwana kutipana iso chini katu za mbili imba kuwe mwakutu kato wa mwiku. Asa na chukuga kato wa mwiku.
But there is one thing that the Lord made for the Israelites to come out from Egypt.
Toma kuli njibu chumozi ya chukuru chumene mungu ana chichita kuwane zirabai zara ili kutia kutia kutia.
That is found in the book of Exodus chapter 12.
Exodus chapter 12. Verse 5.
Joshua chapter 12 verse 5 to 10 says,
Exodus chapter 12 verse 5 to 10.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Exodus chapter 12, verse 5.
But Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, verse 5, verse 5.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 5.
Verse 5, verse 5. Mwana wangosa wangu, azikala wangwiro, wamamuna, wachaka shimozi. Muzintenga, mbosa, kapena kubuzi.
And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Ndipo mukhale naye chisungire kufikira tsiku la kumi ndi chinayi la mwezi umwe. Ndipo umwe lonse la ana a Israeli ndimupha madzulo.
So you can see that the plan of salvation was designed and patterned by God himself.
Ndiye mukhoza kuona kuti makhazikizidwe achikumbusho anakonzedwa ndi kupangiridwako ndi Mulungu mwini wake.
The man was not given the pattern, the way, the choice to make how to be delivered.
Munthu usanapasidwe moti umpata akunena kuti akhoza usankha kapena kulingalira bwino kapena kudziwa njira yamene iye adapumzidwa.
He spoke about the lamb.
And
the lamb should be without blemish. That is the picture of Jesus Christ as we look in John chapter 1:29, says that he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He said the lamb should be without blemish. That is the picture of Jesus Christ, the only one, the holy of Israel. Which means there is nobody who is holy in this world except Jesus Christ and him crucified alone. And the same God says the lamb that is without blemish should be kept safe until the 14th day of the same month. While in this book that we have read, that we are looking in verse 10, it says about the lamb kept until the 14th day.
Pamene tikamaona buku ili limene timayanga napo la Yoswa likunena zonena kuti mwana wakozayo anamusunga kufikira tsiku la mana pala kuti.
This shows that the world never compromised each other. The Lord started salvation right there from the beginning, and each and every step was picturizing, typifying Jesus Christ and his death.
Mulungudu anapangira chikulumuso kuchionetsera kuchokera pachiyambi ndipo zonse zochitika mbuyomo zimangoonesa chithunzi-thunzi cha Yesu Khristu amene adaza pachikidwe.
What was happening in Egypt by keeping the lamb without blemish was also done when they reached Gilgal.
Zimenezo zinachitika ku Igupto mu buku la Exodus chapter 12 zija kuti asunge mwana wankhosa.
The second thing you can look after the same, the 14th day, until the 14th day of the month, of the same month. What follows next? They said, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
So, why the congregation is to kill the lamb while it is the congregation.
Ndiyo chifukwa chani kuna fundika kuti ansonga na onze uzimu pamwe na wambuza imazulo. Pamena nari gululo zila wambuza kuti mkumozi kapena wili.
That is the picture of how Jesus Christ will be crucified on the cross.
Chimene yonu chituzi tuzi Jesu Christu avene abuda zapa chikipe bangtanda.
Multitudes of people will kill him.
Adwo chunguga azaga mpaye.
The multitudes of people will see him being killed.
Avapida zapo wana yeyo akupendwa.
Even though I was not there that time, but those people who were seeing the process of killing the Lamb, of crucifying Jesus Christ, were my representatives. I was in the assembly, in the midst of the assembly of the congregation, crucifying the Son of the living God. So you can see that the Lamb lost his life, its life, just because of letting the Israelites to come out from Egypt. Let's go drop back to the book of Genesis. When you see in Genesis chapter 2, that is verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. This is the very first time before Adam and Eve realize or know that before this gets sealed before the Lord. Before they sinned. Now, when you look into Genesis chapter
3,
you can see that this is the very first time they were naked but have no shame. But after sinning, they were ashamed. What's next? Genesis chapter 3, verses 21 says, and to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them.
Yehova Mungu ndipo anapangira Adam ndi mkazi wake malaya azikopa nawo apeka ivo.
Before the Lord made the coats from the skins for as clothes for these people,
Mungu asanapange chovala chachikopa ichi kwa anthu.
Bible says Adam and Eve was sewing fig leaves to make their coverings.
Bible manena kuti Adam and Eve amasoka mazambangu kubanga zimangira madzivira.
That was their self-lusciousness. But the Lord, when they saw and see that a man is busy searching for his own lusciousness, trying to cover up himself, but is very busy thinking that he can clothe himself.
Pamene Mungu anaona kuti munthu jandiwotangalatidwa kudzisomera yekha chovala, kuzipangira chilungamo chake, kuganiza ngatakhoza kuzipeka yekha.
The Lord God killed the animal and took the skin of the animal and made clothes from the skin and put them so that they should be covered.
Mungu anachita kupha nyama yekha yekha, ndipo icho sachikopa, ndikusonga chovala ndikukamupeka uthochi.
Adam didn't come up with the decision of killing the animal.
Adam didn't
know even the light animal that have got the light, the good claw, the good skin that can match to be the cloth of his, of him and his wife.
Adam usama tuwa soka kare nyama ya kutu ndio yeni la yoni na kutida ni ya pepeko zo kala nchiku baja kujuni kufangi na jombala ja yeni kazi wazi.
There was only one animal that was killed because of the sinful person in this world.
Unari mnyama imo tiyo kaimene na pepe jifaja kuchima kwa kutu zikula bazi.
An innocent animal because of a sinful person.
Nyama yosa jimu haji jifaja kuchima.
God killed the animal himself. And he took the cloth himself. God sewed the clothes of Adam and Eve himself. The blood was shed because of the sinfulness of a person. So what is starting here? The dying of the innocent animal so that the sinful person should be covered was continuing in the Old Testament. Because we can see in the book of Exodus that we have read that the God of the living God says, the lamb without blemish, that is standing for the innocent animal in the book of Genesis, was to be killed for the sinful person.
It's
God who made it and who designed it. It's to be so. But why shedding of the blood? Because life is in the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is the life of his own people. The innocent animal that was killed there was the picture of Jesus Christ who would be innocent, holy, saving his own people from their sinfulness. That's why we can say that the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. How can we see that the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament? John the Baptist preaches the same gospel, only blood from the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world.
Yohane kubatizidwa na ingina utenga umwe u wamwana wambusa wapedwa kifukasha majimu watu.
Let's continue in that is we read the 6th and 7th of Exodus chapter 12.
Nera le chikitirize ni mbukula Exodus chapter 12.
Verse 8 says, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat in. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unriven the blood, and with their bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Why eating? Food gives life to the body. Jesus Christ the little food of his people.
Yesu Kristu ndiye chakudya chedu chedu chakwake.
Jesus Christ is the little bread of his people.
Yesu Kristu ndiye mkate wedi wedi wakwake.
So you can see that how the Lord designed the salvation. The salvation was designed upon killing the unblemished ram and take the body and start eating it. The meat should be ate. That was the picture of Jesus Christ as the Savior of his own people. So verse 10 of Joshua says, and the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 40th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They had a Passover. When we are speaking about the Passover, it means there is a process of passing some other areas and is staying on some other areas. When we say Passover, we say because of this. The Bible says in that is Exodus chapter 12 that we have just read. After sprinkling of the blood, then the angel of death will be passing by. So there is some other houses where the angels of death will be chopping and doing the work of killing. The same time, the same angels will be passing over other houses not to be killed. It was the blood that was separating, that was making the angels of death to pass over the houses. The only house that had blood was to be passed over. So the blood was the one that protects the house, not the house itself. The people were just inside, they were not even seeing the angels of death passing over. To them, they were just eating the meat. That's how it happens about salvation. That's how salvation is. Those the Lord elected before the foundation of the world and Jesus Christ died for them. Christ died and saved them completely.
Yes, you are now a
that they will be protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, and nobody will snatch them from the hands of the dear master. They will be just busy eating the meat inside the house. While the other houses that has got no blood, their festivals will be killed. So verse 11 says, and they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the passing over.
Before,
and Let there at Gilgal, after the Passover, there was the eating of old corn right there. Matthew chapter 26:29 says, I'll start reading verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and break it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body.
Ndipo pamene iwo anali mkudya, Yesu anatenga mkate, nadalisa, naunyema, ndipo pamene anapaza kuphunzira anati, tengani, idyani, ichi, ndithupi langa.
So you can see that Jesus Christ gave his body to the disciples, not to all the people that was in the world. Again, you can never cut the body and give somebody to eat while you are still alive. That was the picture of fulfillment of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So they were eating the already dead Christ in spiritual understanding of the things. There is no body without blood. Which means when they were eating, it means the blood was accompanying. Verse 27 says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Again, these are the only elected that were to drink from the cup. Salvation was never given to all the people, but the elected only. Verse 28 says, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. Again, when you just read that it was the blood that was shed, and it is the drink, I mean, it was the blood that was shed for many, for the remission of the sins of the world. Many people think that salvation is for everybody in the world. When they said it's shed for many, it is speaking about the people, the spiritual world that the Lord loves. It is speaking about the collection of the people from different tribes, languages, from different continents, that the Lord collected together to make his own church. It is the collection of some from Malawi, Mozambique, America, Europe, Asia, Australia, and so all the countries that is in the world. I can just say worldwide. So few from Malawi, others from all the countries, when they meet together, that is the many that the Bible is speaking about the shedding of the blood. So it was the remissions of the sins of the many from some in Africa, Asia, Europe, America, and so many other areas. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the wine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Why Jesus Christ said this? It was because it started from the New Testament, chapter Old Testament, that is Exodus chapter 12. But it was little fulfilled when Christ was dying on the cross. So the Old Testament rituals, sermons, pictures, laws typifies Jesus Christ dying on the cross, saving his own people. One thing that I just want to share before we come to an end of the service of today. This book of Joshua says, and the manna seized thee on the morrow after they had eaten of the body corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of
Canaan.
Why manna ended in the morning? When we go to Exodus chapter 12 that we are reading, I would just want to conclude with this. Again, verse 10 says,
he was saying,
Exodus chapter
12:10,
and he shall let nothing of it remaining until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning, he shall burn with fire. The question might be, why manna stopped in the morning when they reached Canaan? Why the meat that is to be left in the morning, they should be burnt? That is the completion of this salvation of elect. And it
means
that because when you read John chapter 19:30, the Christ Jesus, when he was on the cross, he says, it is finished. Which means Christ finished everything. No space of a man to do something to be saved. If you were not to be saved from the beginning, and Jesus Christ died on the cross, he never died for you, you will never be saved.
one of the men who is some of them that use some of the ways.
Why a man sinned is because the Lord planned that there should be two people in the world, the elect and the unelected. When God was saying to Adam, when the day you eat this, you shall surely die. The judgment was already there. And the eating of the fruit sometimes brought the death. When Jesus Christ was going and talking Pilate in the Herod, the judgment was already there. When you can just go to the government, system of the government that is in this world, the legislature, the members of the of parliament, the legislature, they made constitution. And they made the judgment that will follow if one sin. Before sinning, the judgment has been already made. So when one sins, he just follows suit from the judgment that has already been instituted. For example, if they say that if once still you'll be in jail for 7 years, 7 years will be waiting for somebody to sin, to steal, so that 7 years should be accomplished. So when Jesus Christ was going on the pilot, the judgment was already there that a human being, the people in the world have already sinned and the wages of sin is death, but him was holy, but he came, was holy and is holy, he came to save the sinful person. Jesus never gets sinned. He never sinned. He was holy from the beginning and end up holy. He never sinned. If somebody was speaking and preaching that Jesus Christ was made sin, that is a liar, that is compromising the message, that is not the real gospel. It's us who get sinned. Christ never sinned. It's us who were dead, but Christ died because of us. He died to save only the elected, not all the people. Because of the time, we are looking to God seriously on the same matter, the same message, continuation of the same message next week. Hymn number 82 in English. And we will sing hymn number 57 in our local dialect. We'll start with English hymn and end up Chichewa hymn. Love of ages, pray for me. Let me hide my
mawindi leta wota adibla shota lipensa tishro fi obida jabo kyu fit me pro is kyurata aleba of my heart can't forget thy lordy mouth what I see no less thy tongue could not hear forever flow oh for me no doubt so let me pass out alone nothing even hand I reach secret through thy cross I cleave let it come to thee for bread let it come to thee for bread I pour thee fountain what Oh, I die. While I bore these pretty friends, when my eyes shall cross in bed, when I don't want to know, see all thy judgment flow, no more edges, pray for me. Let me hide my soul in Painu Yesu Nidila O Bada Yino De Zaba O Moro Bote
Glory and honor be unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.